All right, Working Class Bow Hunter, episode 453. We got new mobile equipment, and I was all in a good mood, and now it's not work. Well, it wasn't working. I think I got it to work, and I was about ready to throw it through a window.
Which I'm glad you didn't.
I didn't. I wanted to. Okay. But then we had to buy a new window and then new equipment. All right. Man, I mean, imagine if we would have been with, like, an important guest trying new mobile equipment. This is all, like, built for people who don't want to learn how to use mobile or recording equipment in general, because it's designed for podcasters or something. So, anywho, welcome to the podcast. I guess first we should just say, well, we need to clarify where we're at.
Yep.
This is, we're sitting in folding chairs in the new studio.
The actual studio, not the building. We're in the actual studio.
We got carpet in today.
That's right.
The cedar walls are 100% finished.
Yep.
The
electrical's done.
Shout out to Casey and Ross.
Yep.
We have an on-air recording sign that's on outside of the studio.
Professional.
So if you're in the studio, you see the sign. Then you know we're recording. So just
Shut the hell up.
Enjoy your Line and Kugels or your old-fashioned a little quieter than you normally would. And then we have the WCB sign in the studio is on and lit up. We have it lit up in pride colors. Not because we support gays. I'm just kidding. It's because our remote wouldn't work. We couldn't change the colors. So
we did it for you, Casey.
But we got the nod of approval. And just so you know, we have a token gay in here, so don't get mad at us. You know what my pronouns are?
It's all for fun, people.
all the normal ones. Yeah, it is all for fun. And pronouns, for the record, isn't a gay thing. That's just a liberal thing, isn't it? Casey doesn't care. That's verdict's out.
We got the okay.
We want to give a huge, huge shout out. One, to everybody that helped work on the building in any way, shape, or form. We'll get more into detail on that stuff. And then also to all of you that came out to the Working Class Bowhunter shoot last weekend at the Galesburg Archery Club. First of all, shout out to the club for letting us take over their course and tear up their course and tear up the trees on the course by having people shoot trees.
Lots of trees.
No, I mean, it was honestly a perfect day.
It was.
I don't know how it could have gone more perfect. I haven't felt like I've been happy since like my dad passed and stuff like that. And like my family keeps me happy and my friends keep me happy. But that was like almost a kick back into what little bit of taste of normal of like shooting your bow, good people are around, everyone's the vibe is good all around. It was just perfect. So thank you guys so much for coming. Thanks everyone who basically support us any way, shape, or form. The after party.
It was overwhelming just to see how widespread people came. I mean, it was all across the country. We had people in from everywhere. Great.
It was overwhelming that people that just showed up a day before to help set up.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, the setup, we'll end up posting a photo. We have a setup like group photo and there's a ton of people in the picture. And then the after party was great. Shout out to Jigs's Tavern in Alexis, Illinois. Man, they played live music for us. Kyle Weeder's son, Logan Weeder, came out.
Yep, he tore it up.
And played, dude, killer. And it was honestly just 100% perfect. It was.
Sorry if you had to talk to Doug.
Yeah, Doug was lit up.
He didn't really talk.
Right.
But Doug, I knew that was going to be a problem because Doug's like, oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, we're going to 13. Right. I was like, all right, have fun with that.
It was a damn good time.
It was a good time.
The next day, you know, I always have like what I call post-party depression. When you're kind of doing the, oh, man, what did I do? What did I say?
Right.
But I didn't have that at all. Like, it was just the perfect, absolute perfect day.
Yep.
Yeah, we let Doug have all that.
Yeah, let him embarrass himself, you know?
That's right.
he can do that, you know? That's what he's for. But, no, thank you guys so much. I hope the shoot of 2022 is better or it runs even half as smooth as what this year's did. It was great. It really was. It was amazing. I think we make next year's targets harder.
Yep.
At first, I felt bad, but I think people had a lot of fun with how hard the targets
were. Well, I mean, the first year we had at the Galesburg Archery Club, everyone was saying the course was too easy. Yeah. So we one-upped it and made it too hard. Everyone's like, damn, that course was hard.
So we're going to make it spicier. We're going to make it spicier next year. We'll think of some good stuff. But no, thank you guys. That was just amazing. Had to shout that out. Any other announcements besides like the building? We have a ton of episodes scheduled already for the summer.
Yep.
Some killer ones, some that are going to be full of information. I'm really excited for that. A lot going on. Big announcement too. Our title sponsor is now Elite Archery.
That's right.
They basically stepped up to the plate and they're like, listen, you're a bow hunting podcast. You like what you do. We've had a good relationship. And we said, well, we like you guys too. This does make sense. Let's rock it. So it doesn't make sense. Like HHA is an archery based company. Elite is an archery company. And it just, it fits good. We've mm-hmm. been shooting Elite for a long time. We're really proud to have them on as a sponsor. So shout out to Elite. My bow, we got to give this disclaimer. I gave my cure away to Trey Heiner in camp when yep. we were bear hunting, and got home preparing for the shoot. I mean, I think you set yours up. Well, you had yours set up for the bear hunt.
Yep.
I was way Barely. Behind with everything going on. Yeah. And I basically, we went to Ross's, set the bow up. I threw 5-6 arrows at 20 yards, centered my 20 with my HHA, and then I just immediately went back to 60 yards and threw like 3 arrows and was dialed in. I get to the shoot, put my sight tape on, like hadn't even shot it. Put my sight tape on, throw my first arrow at the steel buck curly, which is 88 yards.
88 yards, yeah.
Just barely missed. Just didn't even change anything. I'm like, oh, it's just a warm-up shot. Went in and then center punched it. And Eric, there was 10 people that won on curly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Me, you, Jake Powers, and there's
10 people.
Yeah, 10 people total.
That took a shot at it all day. So
that's how literally an Elite with an HHA on it, that and the right tune, I was dialed in. And then I shot the course right after and shot yep. great. So no complaints. I already feel confident, but I'm going to train with that setup this summer like I'm training for a fight in the fall.
Just amazing how little time it takes to be able to shoot 88 yards.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it. Yeah.
It's simple.
It was awesome. So, yeah, that's big news. Elite Archery is a title sponsor. Shout out to Big Time. Right now, they are running our promo code WCB2021 on yep. soil test kits. You should be getting soil test kits. I know not everybody does. I don't a lot of the time, but it's recommended. Mm-hmm. Don't not get a soil test kit and bitch about poor
ask growth. The farmer yeah. over here.
Well, if you own the ground or you're going to be able to hunt that ground for multiple years, it makes sense. Go out there, make sure your pH is right and your fertility is good, and then you can, you know, build off of that. It doesn't make sense to put all that effort into that ground if something's off, you know, fertility-wise.
Right, right. Do you normally have to do a bunch of shit to it every single year? Or does
I check mine every 3 or 4 years. I'll check the pH and fertility and adjust it accordingly, and then you don't have to worry about it for a few years.
Oh, no kidding. Okay. Also, Spy Point Cameras, Spy Point Cell Cameras is a newer partner of ours, and right now they have some awesome Father's Day specials going on. So if you're listening in real time, you can get on there and get your deal before Father's Day this weekend. And they have their Insiders Club. And I think this month they're doing an HHA giveaway if you join in the Insiders yep. Club. And that's all building into a big. They're doing like a grand prize package. Rogue Ridge Bikes, e-bikes. I'm pumped to use mine this season if I don't break the forks off the damn thing before yep. then.
I used mine to deliver some merchandise the other night.
Did you really?
Yeah, my neighbor bought some couple streets down, so I'm like, hey, I'll just run it down to you instead of shipping it, you know? So I threw it in the little basket and ran it down to
you.
Oh,
you should have videoed that.
I'll do it again. I can just reenact it.
Okay. No, it's not authentic, Eric. We're not those people. You're a duck hunter. You're a duck guide.
I am. I'm being a duck guide. Right,
Doug's
now.
Not in here. Scent Crusher. Definitely the roller bag. Shout out to them. They gave away a ton of Ozone Goes, room cleans, gear bags, all sorts of goodies at the shoot. So people who didn't get to, you know, have any experience with Scent Crusher products will now. That's one of the benefits coming to the shoot. All these people give us stuff to give away at the shoot.
I think
a
lot of people enjoyed too, where we forgot to mention that we walked the course with a bunch of prizes, and like we'd come up to group and be like, okay, best shot on this target, yeah. get the prize.
Yeah, or we'd like make shit up, or like there was a girl sitting there shooting with her dad, which I thought was so awesome. It kind of like broke my heart a little bit. Like just so, it's like so sweet, you know?
Right.
And I had a loophole rangefinder, and she like, it was having so much fun, and they were taking a picture. I'm like, here, take a picture with that. And then we just like walked away.
Right.
Gave him a rangefinder. Old Barn Taxidermy gave away $500 gift cards at the yep. shoot. If you have not seen the buck they did for my dad's last buck, my bear, I mean, they're killing it. Doug's mom just got her giant, her booner yep. back. Just they kill it. Old Barn is the most efficient taxidermy company in the game, especially for the quality of commercial taxidermy and the speed you get it back and the price. They could be charging, and in my opinion, I told Sam, like, you need to be charging like $250 more a head for what you're doing.
They could easily do it for the quality of the mount.
Yeah, I mean, if you go anywhere else and get something like that, you're not getting commercial work
right.
like that, and the volume that they do it and the speed that they do it. You just won't. It's just that simple. So shout out to all those sponsors. And then Doug's not here, but we still have a veteran shout out, which is brought to you by HHA USA. We do have one of their shoots on the calendar. I don't know if I'll be able to make it because of if depends on when Sam has the baby.
I think it's next month sometime, ain't it?
It would be it would be August 7th. HHA USA 3D shoot in Wautoma, Wisconsin.
Wautoma?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys are going to try to make that. I know that's the one we have on our calendar. If I could make it, I will. If there's no baby at that point, I probably shouldn't be driving very far from home.
Right. So, we're going to try and make it for sure.
We'll see. We'll send Doug up there.
Oh, boy.
But what's a veteran shout out?
All right. Well, Alex Jensen submitted this veteran shout out and the veteran name. There's a couple here. Lucas Vucola. He did a pronunciation there. I like that. I like that.
Good work, Lucas.
Derek Wingard and Justin Smith. The branch is all Army. He said, I grew up with all these guys. Lucas, Derek are both 11 X-ray infantry guys.
I don't know what that is, but sounds badass.
I don't know. Yeah. Do some X-ray shit, probably.
I like it. Yeah, just...
They have both just finished up a tour in Afghanistan. Justin is a 68 whiskey combat medic. Lucas and Derek are 22 and fighting the good fight. Justin is 21, just finished up his combat qualified medic training. Love all three of these dudes like they're my blood family. Thanks to them fighting the fight when I wasn't able to for all of us. God bless. See you, brother, soon.
No kidding. Thanks, guys, for your service.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, guys, for your service.
They're 21.
Getting after it as young men.
21.
And 22.
And the other two are 22, man.
Holy smokes. Thank you, guys, for your service. Yeah. That's getting after it. I mean, a lot of guys join out of high school, which is crazy if you think back on it. Like, man, that's awesome. Thank you, guys, so much. Badasses.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to know what the X-ray thing is. Can 11 you explain that?
I don't know.
I want, yeah.
Reach and out. The other guy is 68 whiskey combat medic.
Yeah, what's that mean? Yeah, let us know what that means. We're ignorant to this, but we respect it.
I have no idea what's going on.
That's okay.
That's all right.
Thanks, guys, for your service. Appreciate that. Awesome. Well, that's a way to kick off the episode. First time recording in the new studio room. Pretty crazy. This podcast was recorded in Wyoming Bear Camp.
Yep.
And it's about a success story, and which is really cool to see someone go on multiple bear hunts and then finally get it done, especially when we were in camp and got to share like that whole experience with them. You actually went and recovered the bear with
them. Yep, I went on with recovery, and he was very confident in the shot, and he's like, well, it won't be that far away. And then we did end up finding the bear, and I'll let him tell the rest of the story on the podcast.
Yeah, enjoy it. Thanks for listening.
I'm Chase Rolson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody, it's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys, this is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bone Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Bachman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right. This is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
It's really, really not that good.
Working Class Boner Podcast, if you didn't get that from our long intro. Welcome.
I think they got it figured out by now.
I hope. We are in the mountains in Wyoming right now doing the 2021 Working Class Bowhunter Bear Camp, which has become a thing. Which is kind of cool. And just a heads up right off the rip, we are planning this camp for next year. And you can come on this hunt with us. So there will be spots available. I think they're doing 1 week this year.
So it sounds like, yeah.
So basically they can like hyper-focus on the one camp.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are interested, reach out to us. You can reach out to the guys you hear on the podcast throughout this week. And get the deets and should be ready to rock. So we do, I guess, what else do we need to cover before we dive into the nitty-gritty? It's been fun so far.
Yeah, it's been a blast. It's my first time in the mountains and everything. And
oh, yeah.
It was freaking crazy because we drove in and it was nighttime, so we couldn't see all the scenery. But
yeah,
the next morning I woke up, it was like 5:30 a.m., and I walked out. I'm like, good grief.
It's insane.
It's insane.
Like, literally right now we're recording. Does my mic sound all right?
Yeah.
Sounds like it's cutting in and out, but I might just be going deaf. We're in a canvas wall tent right now.
Too much sap on your hands.
I'm covered in sap. It is bad. Like I'm
Mr. Sap Hands,
Uncle Jemima.
yeah. I'm Mr. Buttersworth.
That's right.
So they call, like, literally my hands. I'm just covered in it. Which is whatever. I'm not mad at it. It looks really cool. But no, we're in a canvas wall tent. Wood burner is going. Yep. Nice stove.
Literally looking at the mountain out the door.
Yeah, it's amazing. So. This is attainable. You can do this hunt. Get a hold of us. Get a hold of Tran Live at Double Diamond. We'll link everything in the episode description. You can come out and hunt with us next spring.
Yep.
It'll either be me and Eric or Doug and Eric for this camp next year.
I'll be here no matter what.
Yeah.
So.
So we have two guests that started, and I hope this comes off the right way, started as listeners, booked this hunt, and now are friends.
Oh, yeah. 100. Yep.
Is that accurate? So I'll just let you guys introduce yourself and say where you're from so people know your voice. You're the happiest guy in the tent right now,
I think. You know it. I'm Andy McLaughlin. I'm from Indiana. This is my third bear trip over the past, like, 17 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so been unsuccessful up until this trip, so pretty pumped up.
Yeah, good.
We'll get into that story here in a little bit.
Yeah, and then we got this is your second podcast ever.
Correct. The first one was just some unknown guys. I don't know.
right. Yeah. Yeah. Just me.
Yeah. It's Joe Davis from Flint, Michigan.
So, again, more Midwestern boys out west, which is cool, you know, because I think if anyone else wants to come on this hunt, that's pretty much who's going to book it, I think, is more whitetail focused. I mean, that's our niche, right, is usually whitetail. So those guys will book more than anyone else typically.
It's pretty cool too, because I've seen your guys' names a million times if you ordered anything, you know, but it's cool to put a name to a face.
Yeah,
don't tell my wife.
she won't listen to this.
I'll send her all the receipts.
Don't just say that it was all free.
Don't. I can change it to free.
Just zero it all out. Let's talk about it, man. We had some success in bear camp.
Yeah. Yep. So
start wherever you got to start. First of all, where did you go bear hunting before?
I did, like, some stuff in Arkansas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which people don't really think about it being as, like, a bear place, but there's a lot of bears there. But it was too late in the year when we went down there. It was, you know, kind of end of November, mm-hmm. and some guys were like, it's too late in the year. They're not moving much.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just more of a camp and drip with some buddies, you know, hiking around in the woods. But other time I went to Ontario, and you know, you get what you pay for.
Yeah,
honestly, like, I kind of went the cheaper route and learned a lesson the hard way.
Yeah, did you see bears up there?
I had a sow and three cubs come into my stand one night,
mm-hmm.
and it got pretty wild.
Yeah.
So that was the only action I had, which was, you know, it was action, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't the action I was looking for.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me about it and saying how his website looked awesome and
yeah.
a bunch of bears on there, and you thought it was like a legit thing.
For the Ontario outfit?
Yeah. And so if anybody doesn't know, at the end of the deal, he was asking, like, how many bears we seen?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I had a sow and three cubs come in.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, so you seen four bears?
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, but none of them were legal.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, you know, writing it down, like, you're, you know, had, you know, sightings and all this. And I'm like,
get opportunity.
I'm like, I see how it goes up here now.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
Okay. You know,
that's good to know.
I was kind of gun shy to book another hunt with just anybody, you know,
right?
But I didn't want to spend, you know, 10 grand on something.
Yeah. So that's when, I mean, you heard about this camp through the podcast, I'm assuming.
Yeah, right? Yep. So I was kind of always, you know, in the market for going on another bear hunt, but I didn't really know, you know, where I was going to go and what I was going to do.
Especially if you kind of got burned on that Ontario trip. It's hard. I mean, we were talking about that and live on the way up here. It's like so many people want to do it, but and there's so many outfitters out there. They can look great on Facebook or Instagram, but when you get there, it could be a total shit show.
Yeah, it was.
That's why it helps when you see it like on like podcasts or shows that like are talking about a certain place, because if it sucked here, it'd be really hard to lie about it and then have and then come back.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, that place sucked, but I'm going back next year, and then we're going back next year too. Book a hunt with us. No, it's that right there. I think says that this isn't one of those hunts.
Right. Yep. So heard about it on the podcast, and you guys was talking about it, and I was on it, like, I wanted...
That like, was, stink on shit?
Yeah. I was like, okay, this is a legit trip that's worth going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I heard, you know, stories from last year and everything about it just sounded like it was right on the money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so we get out here. It takes, like, 2 days to get here from home just driving.
Yeah.
And then we drive up, like, through the Tetons, and it's like... You know, mind blown.
It's like sensory overload.
Right.
You know, we get up in here and camp is just amazing. You know, we got wall tents, mess hall. Like, it's just
horses, the whole deal.
Mule deer walking through the camp right now. I see it out there.
There's one right there.
That's hilarious. We got mule deer that's like cruising through.
Yeah.
And there's moose out on the river bottom and stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, this
place. So, was it worth the drive?
Oh, dude. Yeah.
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 It's awesome.
It's always worth the drive to come out this way.
Well, you guys all three of you here in camp were some of the first three people that were committed and then stuck with the commitment. Like, hey, I'm in. Count me in. All right, here's the booking form. And then had you guys on the email. It's like, all right. And you guys did it. So I don't think anybody regrets it.
No.
But, yeah, it's cool you guys jumped right on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, and for people listening, if you're on the fence, I mean, I don't know if you guys are all coming back, but you guys are all talking about it. If there's only going to be a few spots, so if you want to come, you better.
There's not going to be as many next year as there was this year.
Yeah, and it'll be, I think, a higher percentage of success in camp because it's going to be more focused, and then they're going to continue. Like these bait sites that were here now will be more established.
Yep.
So, but anyway, yeah, booked it. Would you have to get wife approval?
She knew that I was really into it. Like she's been pulling for me. You know, she's like, man, you got to get it. Bear with your bow, like that's I've been working on it for so long, and she's like, well, if you've got the opportunity, just take it and go.
Right, that's awesome.
So yeah, that was the biggest thing right there. She was like, do it. I'm like, yeah,
all right. Did have to twist your arm on that one.
No, not too
here
hard
comes another mule deer.
They go in the corral.
Is that a little buck?
Yeah, there was a little buck out there.
Oh, he's gonna see
it. He's
a,
got
that's a pretty good one, isn't it?
Oh,
gonna be.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, look at that. Walking right at it.
I'll be darned.
Not very often that you record a podcast and have a mule deer 100 yards walking at you.
Should we walk out and interview him?
Yeah.
Hey, excuse me, sir. I want to talk to you about our Lord and Savior. Hey, where are you going? Don't run from the Lord. Have you seen those videos? Anyway, sorry, we're idiots. Let's break down some of the hunts, man. Like the... I mean, wherever you want to start about the actual, like, success story, I guess.
Oh, well, so we started out, like, Monday morning running baits. And now I guess that was just kind of get us all used to the horses on the mountain and stuff. Which, all right, from back home, everybody, you know, people's got horses. And they just, like, feed them out in the pasture.
Yeah.
And then they want to go ride them. Well, they ride down the gravel road,
right.
You know.
And Kelby called them pasture gnomes.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like...
That's funny.
Nobody's, like, riding... They go to the reservoir. There's some little hills and stuff.
Right.
I mean, I'm not a horse guy, so I have not, like, spent... And, you know, last time I was on a horse, it was, you know, at the fairgrounds going around the thing, you know.
Yeah,
I was 5 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm, like, out there, and we get on these horses... And Trey, the outfitter, he's like, I just thought you'd be all right. No big deal. We're going to go up to this bait. And it's like morning number one, mountain number one. And we're like going up this mountain, like side hill in this thing.
Yeah.
And it's like just rock, like sheer rock. And the horses are like peeling out. And my horse, I don't know. She's an old girl. So she's like falling down and stuff. And it was a wild ride because it had been snowing and raining and everything was soaking wet, muddy.
It's bizarre what them horses can get through.
Oh, yeah.
You're like,
it's crazy.
You're kicking and just going up the mountain. And it's like, I can't believe I'm doing this right now.
It's kind of like a experience shock. You're like, whoa, I'm doing, like, nobody does this type of thing
at
home.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what, I mean, the whole thing's an adventure.
It is.
As soon as, like, day one, as soon as you start, I mean, and we talked on the other podcast, you don't have to go out and do baits if you don't want to. Trey will be like, whatever's fun to you, you can do.
Right. Yeah.
If you want to hang out.
Comfortable for you, too. And he just kind of reads the people, like, if they're cool with it or if they're like, I'm out.
And if you don't want to do something, you don't have to. And they're totally cool about it.
He's a professional. I mean, it's a business. You know, he's just a good down-to-earth guy. Everybody here is. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, if you want to get Western, just immerse yourself in it, you can.
Yeah.
I would refuse to say, let's get Western to him.
Because no, you don't.
Yeah, don't say that to him.
Yeah, I was real shocked the first one we went up to. I was like, this is what we're breaking into? But I love them. The horses are awesome.
Yeah.
Like Kurt said, you don't get to, like, clip-clop around the yard a little bit. You just go right into a mountain.
Yeah, it's like, man, let me hit the gravel road first. And let me get a clip-clop my ass right up that mountain after that. I don't know.
Get a little warm-up lap.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, so I've thrown right into it, right off the rip,
just straight into it. And then we did baits that morning, and we went and set that night. And so I was sitting on a bait, and we didn't have tree stands yet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just, like, carved out a little spot on the side of the mountain down below the bait. And I was sitting there for a couple hours, and then I heard something, and I looked, and just over the ridge there was, like, I heard a something, and it this little bear jumped up on a tree. I mean, it was, I don't know, little. It was a couple hundred pounds, you know.
Yeah.
But it was all blonde, like, mm-hmm. all blonde. And I'm like, it must have winded me the way the thermals are coming down and rolling off that edge. So it, like, jumps up on the tree for a second, and then it just dives off down in the timber.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, that was, you know, wild.
Yeah.
You know? I'm sitting on the ground, like, 20 yards from where it jumped up.
Would you have shot it if you could have?
Yeah, for sure. As soon as it jumped on the tree, I drew back, but there was no opportunity with it hanging on a tree like that.
Yeah.
And then didn't see nothing the rest of the night. And next day, we ran baits, and then I sat in that same spot, and I was sitting there, and about the same time, that blonde bear comes back in, which they're calling it Charmin, because it's got all the hair rubbed off its ass.
I love that. Old Charmin.
So awesome.
Eric's going to shoot Charmin.
I went after Charmin last night.
it's a real pretty blonde. Like, the front end is real blonde. But the back end ain't got no hair on it, so it'd make a good shoulder mount.
Good shoulder mount or pack mount.
You'd make it a rug out of that thing.
Old barn would do it up good for you.
Yeah.
Do half a rug.
Just chopped.
Just straight line cut.
Gosh.
So, that bear comes back in, and it's sitting there. And, you know, I've been bear hunting, you know, like I said, this is my third trip. So there's a huge monkey on my back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just like, I'm thinking, man, I gotta do something, I gotta make this happen, you know. And I'm getting about half rattled, and I'm like trying to chill, and that bear's standing there, and I drew back, and it was 24 yards to the barrel where he was at, and it was uphill, and I buried my 20 yard, and it just, like, right over his back, like haircut style. And I'm like, and he dumps out of there. And I'm like, man, you know, is that my opportunity? You know, I'm like, is that it? I just screwed that up.
Sometimes you only get one good opportunity.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I'm like, that was the second time I seen this bear, and he's probably never coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And so third night, and we got, you know, Trey's got trail cameras on all these baits, mm-hmm. and he's got every single one of these baits is just getting pounded by these big bears. He's got giants on camp.
There's a stud out here now that's
no joke.
Oh, like I seen a giant. So
you seen them once.
Yeah, it's a Colgan.
Yeah. Just Culligan Head.
Yeah. That's funny. Charmin and Culligan Head.
They got some big bears on camera, so I'm like, yep, I'm going back to the same spot. I'm going to sit there, but only I'm going to get there early because the bait had been hit early before we, the day before, you know. So I went in on Wednesday, and it was, I don't know, 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And
that's, you
know,
a long sit.
Dude, yeah. It don't get dark till 9:30.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's a long, long sit.
It's so a long haul, man.
I sat there, and I'm just like,
on the ground,
yeah,
too.
On yeah, on the ground, yeah. And hanging out. And that night, nothing hit at all. Not a single bear showed, nothing. And I was like, oh, my God.
You know? you think you definitely ruined
it? I thought
screwed it up.
I thought that
then.
Spot was
I can
wasted.
Only imagine where your mindset was, man, after that, seeing those bears and then missing and then nothing.
And then sitting there for 9 hours.
Yeah, then you're like,
yeah. It was rough.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It was a mental game
on
for
sure.
On
the ground, too.
Yeah, sitting there on the ground. Like, and okay, I'm not sitting in a lawn chair on the ground in my pop-up blind. I'm like kneeling down behind a log.
After a half an hour, your legs are falling asleep and you can't get comfortable.
The last 2 days I sat on the ground because I think it just adds a cool factor if you kill a bear from the ground.
Oh, but
I kind of figured it out. Like, early, I would lay down flat and not burn my energy. Like, you know, like, being attentive and, like, alert wears you out.
Oh, yeah.
So I kind of, like, the first hour, 2 hours of the sit where you're letting everything settle, I would kind of lay down in my brush and just listen. If something got to the barrel, then I could slowly.
But you can't hear those bears come in.
I know. That's the thing. You had to wait for them to get to the barrel.
And they show up all times a day.
I know. So maybe screwing up by doing that, but I don't know. That's how you stay out there, though.
Yeah.
You take a little snooze and you wake up, all the steaks are out of the barrel.
I'm like, son of a bitch. Pine Martin.
Pine Martin standing on your chest.
Yeah, I got a bear sniffing me.
Yeah.
But, okay, so long sit on the ground.
Yep.
You're not feeling the best.
Yep. So, you know, next day I'm like, what am I doing? You know, I'm kind of getting down like, this is getting rough. And I'm like, yep, I'm going to go into it like, we're going to do this, you know. It's day 4, you know, of a 5-day hunt. I'm like, let's do this. So I go in there, and we kind of got there a little bit late, which I was like, let's go late after yesterday.
right.
Refresh you a little bit.
Go in at 7 o'clock. Right,
So we get there. It was like 6. It was almost 6 by the time I got up the mountain and got set in there. And I was hanging out, and I'm looking like, off to the like towards the barrel, and we're like chilling, and there's off to my left, like my 9 o'clock, I see, like, we're like where I'm sitting, I can see the barrel up here, and then I just kind of look off to my left, and I see this bear face. It was just they're rolling out right now. There's a bear face, like 10 yards from me, and all I can see is its head, like up above this log.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just was right there. Well, it was sitting there on the ground, and it came down behind a whole bunch of brush and just was, all I could see, I couldn't see it come down the mountain, but I could see it where it was at.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
how close?
10 yards.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm like sitting there, I'm like, how do I get a shot at this thing? I mean, it's obviously close enough, but there's all I could see was a head.
Mm-hmm.
And your body was covered by a log.
Yeah.
And it sat there and looked around for a minute and turned around and went back up the mountain. And I'm like, okay, like, here we go. And getting some action now.
Yeah.
And then nothing else happened for a while. And then, like, probably, you know, it was about 8:15 or so, you know, it's just getting to where the thermals were starting to come back down the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
It was cooling off, and
that feels like at home we'd call deer 30.
That's what
that time feels like out here.
Yep. So I'm like kind of getting, you know, up, getting kind of ready on my knees, get my bow situated, make sure all my shit's, you know, not just scattered around.
Yeah.
Where it needs to be.
Yeah, getting everything where it needs to be. My bow's like laying on the ground right in front of me where I can just grab it. And then I looked up, and there's this brown, like, coming. It was a big chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes, like, off from the right, So it like drops off that edge and it just like pops up right there and just goes right behind the barrel. And I'm way down on this hillside and I can see its head and back and everything above the barrel, mm-hmm. and it's standing behind it.
So you know it's big.
I knew it was a good bear right off the bat,
mm-hmm.
and it was chocolate, and I mean beautiful, beautiful bear.
Yeah.
And it's standing there, so I like kind of get my bow up and get it ready a little bit, and it like turns and jams its head in the barrel.
Yeah.
It like just stuffs its head right in the barrel. And I'm like, okay, so I drew back. Like, I'm on my knees, and I draw back. And then he, like, kind of crawls over the top of the barrel to get better situated on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just stood up. So I'm like...
Because his head's... He can't
see
it.
Yeah, his head is buried in that barrel, you know?
Perfect time to stand up and do your thing.
Yeah, so I was already at full draw, and I just stood up. And it was like I was standing on the line, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I just stood up. And just had time to just bury it. And I just dumped it. And I seen my Luminoc just blow right like right through it.
Yeah.
And it was like right on the money. He was quartering two. So I tucked it. And it went right in behind the front leg. And it came out like right in front of the back leg.
Yeah, just so blew through everything.
Everything. Yeah. And it just, it made that, you know.
Yeah.
And then it turned and just took off in the timber, which is pretty thick back in there.
Mm-hmm. It's thick.
Yeah. And there's a lot of down logs and stuff.
Yeah.
And you just can't see real far. And I kind of took a couple steps up from where I was at because I was down so far on the hillside. So I took a couple steps up and I could kind of see it like down through the trees. I seen it standing there for a second,
mm-hmm.
and then I didn't see it anymore after that, and I didn't know if it just poured off the side of the mountain or if it fell over,
just dropped right there.
I don't know what happened,
mm-hmm.
and then the adrenaline like kind of kicked in, and I'm like, okay, that just happened.
Yeah. Well, not only that, you add in like your previous bear trips,
yep.
that you didn't have the best experiences, then all the time you put in up to this, so I'm sure it came down on you pretty heavy.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to get my shit, and I'm going to head down the mountain while it's still daylight so I don't fall and break my neck on the way out of here because I'm so jacked.
And you're making less noise just in case. And right. Yeah.
I'm like jacked, and I don't know. Nor, like on every other night before that, it'd take me like 35 or 40 minutes to get down off the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was down in like 15 minutes. That I was just like
gliding down, high knees all the way down.
High knees.
I'm just skipping down the mountain.
Yeah, whistling.
Like parkour off the
mountain. Yeah. That's awesome.
I was out of there. And
so how are you feeling though? Like, all right, you shot this bear. I mean, you heard the wind come out of him, which is a good sign.
I felt good. The shot, I seen the Luminoc just bury it, and I was like, I knew it, the way it sunk in there, I'm like, you know, it wasn't like it hit the leg and just sat there, you know?
It smoked right through him, yeah.
It smoked right through.
The good thing is bears are surprisingly fairly thin skinned too.
Yeah.
So like a broadhead, you hit them good, it tears them up.
Yeah. And I do switch to a solid broadhead,
mm-hmm.
when I go bear hunting.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, they're solid animal. Like, they're all muscle, mm-hmm. and their bones are huge.
Yeah.
So, I just, from me, I switch to a solid.
Yeah, whatever you're comfortable with or feel good about.
Yep.
So, okay. So, are you feeling like you got this bear?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Pretty confident.
Yeah. It's always the unknown until you get them in your hands. Right,
but. Yeah. Pretty confident at this point and, like, just feeling good about it. And I get down and, you know, I had to meet Brandon, the one guide. He was down there at the truck. Because he'd come in to pick up a couple of us guys that was kind of hunting in the same area. And I walked down the road. And it's like, you know, 8:30 or so, and it's still daylight. And he's like, "Did you must have got one?"
Yeah, he knew right away when he seen you walking down that road.
Yeah, because it's real daylight still. There's another hour of daylight left.
Yeah, which is a great feeling.
Yeah. So we
you're
just,
back to the truck before and, either something went wrong or something went really good.
Yeah.
And you're not walking out in the pitch dark like normal.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, you get back. And
yep. So he's like, all right. And we get back to camp, you know, and everybody's telling story about it and everything. We're like, all right, we'll go in the morning and check it out. So we get up in the morning at like 6.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, good thing I stayed up and celebrated all night.
Yeah, yeah, right. You got to.
So we get back on the horses and we start heading in. And Eric, you were there for that. That was amazing.
Yeah.
And what'd you think of like riding up that mountain?
It's a steep, that ridge you get on is steep, man.
Yeah. It's just like this knife blade ridge.
And you're like in between trees the whole time. You're like, the horse can barely fit through this. My legs are sticking out.
I know you're always watching your legs so you don't get a knee pinched off or something like that.
Yep.
Hey, guys, wanted to take a second from the podcast and talk to you about Victory Arrows. If you were at the shoot, you may have won some Victory Arrows or you may have destroyed some Victory Arrows because you're shooting at an 88-yard steel buck target.
I did for sure.
But that's part of the fun of it. They're tough arrows. Even when you hit like sheet steel like that, well, it's not even really sheet steel. It's thick as fuck steel, if you want me to be completely honest. It's a way overkill. Like, it doesn't need to be that bad. But, no, they're tough-ass arrows. We had a running joke. So Michael from Leupold was out. He flew out and shot with us on the 3D course.
Right.
And I had one Victor arrow that I kept shooting that I made it through the buck target at 88 yards. And then I hit a log. There was a – remember the raccoon target that had to, like, snake between the trees?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
My mental game got with me, and I shot low and hit a log right by its leg, and my arrow skipped, and I thought it, like, got – I thought it destroyed it because I seen shit flying, but it was pieces of the log.
Right.
Got my arrow, rolled it over my thigh, was still good to go. And I shot it the rest of the time on the course, and it was kind of just the joke that, like, I would hit a spot, and I was the only one shooting with a lighted knock.
Right.
So if I was like, oh, yeah, I'm in the 12 – or whatever, 11 or 12 – well, there I gave up the spot. You can see where it is.
Oh, absolutely.
So then everyone would just smack my arrow with their arrow.
It'd be like the old days where every time you shot, we just try and shoot your arrow. It didn't matter if you had a 5 or something, we'd still go for his arrow.
Yeah, just to be a dick. But that arrow held up, so that's a testament to Victory Arrows. But then what happened is I actually won the curly like shoot off thing, and then I threw my money back in the pot so everybody could shoot for it again. And then for the record, I was kind of drunk and. I cared less, but I was shaking, and there it went. But Victory Arrows, check out. I don't know if that's a good plug for them or not. Also, shout out Leupold, Michael coming out.
Yep.
And, they gave us a bunch of stuff to give away at the shoot. Performance eyewear, binos, rangefinders. The eyewear was fun. Everyone was wanting to try on the eyewear at the shoot. It was pretty cool.
They are very nice sunglasses.
Yeah, you've been rocking them now.
They're nice.
Yeah.
I got everyone's fingerprints now that are on my sunglasses.
Trying them out, yeah. Also, Thermoset and Huntworth Clothing. Thermoset, another company, gave away a bunch of stuff at the shoot. There's a lot of people. I'm like, here, you don't need to keep your butt warm. It's 95 degrees out. I was like, but hold on to this thing because you're going to want it during turkey season or sitting on the ground with a gun this fall or wherever. You know, you strap that to your pack, you're good to go.
I think a lot of people knew what the D-wedges were, but they didn't know. They'd never seen one before.
What I was surprised, a lot of people didn't realize they were like self-supporting.
Right.
Like you don't need to be up against a tree. Like you can sit in the middle of a brushy field if you had like a tall hay field.
Or tuck into a fence line somewhere. You don't need a fence post or something behind you.
Yeah,
if you're running and gunning for turkeys or coyote hunting, man, that thing's on my back. It's nice.
Yeah, it is money, especially in mud or anything like that. It keeps you off there. And then Huntworth Clothing, man, I'm telling you, I've known about Huntworth for a long time, mostly for their gloves. Like you see them really any farm implement store, Walmart carries them, but their clothing is like another level. Like we were rocking it and people were checking it out. They're like, damn, how much?
Yeah. They really stepped it up a notch in the last couple of years.
Not to throw out name brands, but I think Austin bought a bunch of Sitka and then turned around and realized he wasted his money.
Well, I'm not saying I wasted it on Sitka, but
when we were in private, you said you wasted it, I think.
This stuff is impressive. Like, for the price point, the quality of the clothing is very impressive. I'm actually taking a bunch of it up to Alaska with me to test it out, so I'll give you an honest review when I get back, but I'm impressed with it right now.
And you can get it at your local farm implement store.
Yeah, Farm King right over here carries it.
Yep. That's awesome.
Thanks to all the partners. Back to the episode. Enjoy.
So we go back up in there, and
it's bad when the horses are huffing and puffing.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You're like giving them the heels to get on, and you're like, come on.
Yeah, and then you're kind of like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I kept petting my horse, like, listen, I wouldn't want to do this either. Thank you, though.
I tried to lose 30 for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I lost 20 pounds when I came out here. You're welcome. Yeah. So stupid. Like, the horse gives a shit either way.
Right.
Maybe next
time. He doesn't even understand English.
Hey, you never know.
So,
so stupid.
We get up there. And right off the rip, you know, my arrow, we find it, like, right there, and it was just coated.
It was just laying?
It was like, stuck in the dirt.
Right on the other side of the barrel.
Right, stuck.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it was stuck in there, right there. Pulled it out, and it was coated, you know, just like what you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started looking around, and there was no blood. There was, like, zero blood.
Zero.
They don't bleed a lot.
No.
Because their hair, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm not an expert, but when I shot mine last year, same thing zipped right through them and with a 2-inch cut.
Mm-hmm.
And I could physically see when the bear went up and stood, I took my binos, I could see all like the goods hanging out of the exit hole. So I'm like, there's got to be blood everywhere. And there really wasn't.
Yeah. So we kind of gridded a little bit around that hillside because there's just logs. So
everywhere.
Yeah.
In there.
You kind of got to look down between them and under them and stuff.
You're body searching.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah. Kind of. And we get around in a little ways and it's like, all right, this isn't, let's go back to the scene and take a look at that. And so I went back to where I was standing when I last seen the bear.
Yeah, when you went up and stood and saw him.
Yeah. So I'm standing there, and I was kind of guiding Kelby, my guide.
Mm-hmm.
I was giving him the old left and right and further down the hill and and got him kind of guided right into the spot where I thought I seen that bear the last time.
Mm-hmm.
And we got in there and kind of started looking around. There was actually a bear trail. Like a beat down path that they had been using pretty regular.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like padded out in the side of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of on that trail looking around, and he finds this little dime sized drop of blood, like in the mud. And I'm like, you know, and it's dried black. And I'm like, how did you see that? It's all shady and mossy in there.
Yeah.
And that was probably 60 yards into the trail.
Yeah. So not really that far, really.
No.
Yeah.
No. But
you're kind of like, I know what your mindset's kind of like, ah, shit.
Yeah.
Well, you go into that hoping, okay, we're going to walk in 20 yards. He's going to be laying there.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. And by this time, I'm like, oh, no. You know, like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Like, last night, I was felt so good about this. And it's just like, I don't know, man. Like, we're kind of looking, and I'm feeling like maybe the shot wasn't as... But I seen it. I knew it.
Yeah.
The Luminok and everything.
You start second-guessing yourself a little
I'm
bit.
Yeah, I'm like, and then everything's coming back. Like, this is not what it's, you know...
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting back in my own head, you know?
Right.
And we are, like, walking along this little trail, just kind of, like, looking and glassing a little bit. And then I seen it laying down. It must have, that spot where the blood was at, I think, is about where I seen it. And then it must have just went downhill and just tipped over, like it crashed.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like, it was in crash mode. Like, it wasn't like bedded up or anything.
Right.
You know, it fell over dead while it was walking.
It's probably where you saw it disappear.
Yeah.
It probably fell over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it didn't do the death moan or anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just died, you know?
Yeah.
So, I was so pumped up when we found it.
Mm-hmm.
I was so jacked up.
I mean, you got the pictures on your phone, Eric? I didn't get to see any of them yet.
And I wasn't there when they found it, you know, nature calls, so I had to go down the hill a little bit.
You were pooping?
Yeah. And then I started walking to where I left them, because I'm like, dudes, I was like sweating, not from walking, like... I had to go.
The poop sweats.
Then, the horses will pull it out of you.
Right. Yeah. Then after I got closer to him, I could hear him, fuck yeah. I'm like, oh, they found it.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I haven't seen any of these photos yet. I have to get them. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah, thanks. It was a pretty big moment for me.
I can imagine.
Pretty big deal.
I'm glad you got one, man. I mean, the weather for you guys the first week of camp was...
Go this way.
Okay. the weather was like kind of not the most ideal.
It was I would say like December weather back home for deer hunting.
Yeah.
You know, just
dude, these pictures are cool with Kelby's dog.
Yeah, the dog was never around bears, so he was real skittish at first, and then Kelby picked him up and set him on the bear, and he just laid there.
He was cool. Like, what do I do now, Dad?
Right?
These are great photos. Man, that is a beautiful chocolate bear.
Yeah, that fur is like dynamite.
Yeah. I love when you take bear pictures, like you lay them over the log so you can see their paws and stuff.
Yep.
Man, these are cool.
Yeah,
we'll use one of these for the cover art.
Yeah,
we did a bunch of different positions and everything, so we could get. Yeah. We told him like, let's take a million pictures. Let's take the time so you can take it all.
It's worth it, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I bet you 5,000 photos of my bear.
Uh-huh.
You know, all the group photos and stuff, and
yeah,
very cool.
And it kind of sucked because I really wanted to, my plan was to get the meat out of it, you know?
Yeah.
That way.
But, since, you know, the shot went through the guts.
Oh, yeah. It's getting kind of green
a little bit. It laid there overnight like that, and it was, dude, it was raunch.
Yeah.
It was like, oh.
My
like,
bear.
We're like hurling, like skinning that dude out.
That's what Eric was saying. You guys were having a hard time.
It was rough.
My bear, I did the same thing. Shot mine, and then it was just back in there. We came back first thing next morning and took care of it, quartered it up. And I got to keep everything but the one shoulder that it was laying on.
Yeah.
I think because the heat got trapped between the ground and the bear. Knowing now, we should have like spread them out. But I put like my hoodie over him
because
I didn't want another bear to find him and eat him. And I just figured maybe my human scent would maybe deter something else from eating it.
I was able to get some of the meat out of it, but not as much as I was really hoping for. But
it
was, and that thing was stiff as a board.
It was. It was hard as a rock.
Yeah, he was dead. I bet you he died right when he disappeared from when you saw him.
But boy, that thing stunk so bad.
I wish I had my GoPro on me and just video because Kelby, I'm like, oh, how many bears have you skinned? He's like, oh, a lot. He's like, but I still can't handle the smell. Once in a while, he'd be like, hold on, give me a minute.
That's funny.
Give me a minute.
That's a beautiful bear, man. It's cool. It's a good bear, too.
Yeah, it's almost 6 foot, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know on the skull, we might take down some of your
trophy. Yeah, you brought the trophy tape like an asshole. Yeah.
It came out of Devin's box, man. So
that's hilarious. I'll give him shit,
that's
too.
That's his deal.
What I did last year, as corny as it sounds, I took a 2-inch Slick Trick broadhead and measured out the skull length and width, and I came like right around 18. I subtracted some for like meat, hair, skin, and my bear is like just a touch under 18.
Yeah.
So your bear's fairly close.
Yeah.
So he's in the 17s, I would bet.
Yeah.
I don't have a ton of bear experience.
I don't know. It's pretty wide, you know. It's got them little pointy elf ears off the side and
big pumpkin head on it.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, no, it's that's beautiful. Awesome, man. So you're gonna do a rug?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, get it hanging on the side of the wall.
Gotta go to Old Barn.
Yeah,
I've been telling you. You won't regret it.
That was the first bear I've ever seen.
First bear.
So it was pretty cool to be there and witness it with him and see the celebration and everything.
It's different, isn't it?
Oh yeah,
it's just different. A different experience than a deer.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So. A deer's laying there. You're like ready to get out the fire up the grill.
Yeah,
like no, we're eating.
Yeah,
and that thing. You're like, now we got to get it off the mountain.
Yeah, different process. So I mean,
you manned it too. You carried that hide out.
That was a bitch.
Oh, I could tell. At one point, I look back. I'm like, ooh, he's hurting.
That's a good suck though.
Yeah,
that's what you want.
I had
the meat in my backpack, and then I'm like carrying the cape, like the whole hide. I don't know how much that thing weighed, but it was decent.
And I mean, an extra 20 pounds up here is like 80 back home.
Yeah, I'm going to get home and feel like Superman.
Yeah, no kidding. Awesome, man. Well, I mean, would you do it again?
Oh, yeah.
Is it something that because you, I mean, I know you kind of have like the monkey off your back or whatever, like the weight lifted off your shoulders. Like you finally got your bear. Mm-hmm. You've been committed to try and get a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in your mindset? Are you kind of like, okay, check that checkbox. I'm going to try and check something else off. Or are you immediately like, I want to do another bear hunt next year. You know what I mean? Like,
well, okay. So I've been bear hunting enough that it's like, it's kind of in me now, you know?
Yeah.
And I would do it anytime, But I do feel like now that I've got that box checked, I can move on to
something else for a while, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, you know, it's just work on something else for a while.
Yeah, that's completely understandable.
If a bear hunt came along, I would definitely be in on it. I'd be like, sure. Yeah, somebody's like, hey, we're going on. I'm like, yep, I'm in.
I'm going, yeah. Well, cool. You think you'll come back next year, or are you going to chase something else?
I think next year. I'm probably going to have to take my wife on a vacation.
There you go. that's fair.
Hey, you got to do that.
I'm done for a while, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm hoping to come back next year, but I'm already thinking. I'm like, I came to bear camp 2 years in a row. I'm going to have a new baby. I might do a summer vacation and then burn the rest of my vacation. Because I'll be out here in September for elk.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to have enough time. And I might really push my luck and try and chase antelope on the way home with the Buckstorm boys.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Be like, hey, honey. You know,
I need three more days.
The guys wanted me to stop by.
No, my truck broke down. Just happened to be right where Travis is.
They got a Dodge dealership. I did buy an antelope tag like 4 months ago.
Yeah.
It's going to take a couple days for them to fix my truck. So, you know.
Yeah, they don't know how to change the oil.
Yeah.
So we're figuring that out.
It's a Dodge dealership. I own a Chevy. They can't figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's no service out here, so they can't YouTube it.
Yeah.
It's just some bullshit. My wife would never believe.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. She's like, right, listen, off the rip, she knows you're lying.
I'm not a newbie here.
Yeah.
I've thrown about everything at her to get excuses to do. And not that she tells me not to go, but she's like, all right, whatever. Yeah. See when you get back.
They're wise to our games.
Oh yeah.
They know this long enough.
I feel bad for, like, when she leaves me and I date some chick who's like that. When my wife leaves me and my whole life crumbles down on me and I have, like, a midlife crisis and buy a Corvette and then...
A straw hat.
And then I got to date chicks who don't hunt.
Don't understand it.
I'm just going to move out here in this wall tent and live with Trey and live out here in the mountains.
You'll move in with Doug?
No, I'm not doing that. Yeah. I'm not making myself that vulnerable.
Get a job at the Moose Knuckle up there in Alpine.
Yeah, just serving, I don't know what
whiskey.
The hell kind of beer
it's
they
whiskey,
have. Just whiskey.
It's just whiskey.
That's all I got.
Just Wyoming whiskey.
Yeah.
He asked for a beer, you just get a shot of whiskey.
Yeah. Whiskey on draft.
That's all we got.
They just look at you and slide it over.
Yeah. It's like old Western movies. The guy walked with the bar without even asking. There's already whiskey.
Yeah.
It's like, nice. Yeah. More bourbon, huh? Well, cool, man. Well, I'm glad you got a bear.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it was good for you.
Yeah. Thanks to you guys for putting, you know, and Trey and Liv, you know, they're awesome camp out here.
We're fortunate enough that we got to meet them, and they let us kind of book like a working class bow hunter bear camp. And, you know, first day we got in, Trey's like, hey, we're doing it again next year. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's awesome. You know, it's cool the people you get to meet because we just do a podcast and what it's all rolled into. And it's cool that you guys listened and then jumped on this, and then now you guys are buddies, and, you know, it's just neat the way things work out and kind of unfold as you move along and get deeper into the hunting community. You just meet people from all over.
Oh, yeah. You know, Devin's out here now, hanging out with him.
Yeah, he's a riot. I told you guys how much fun he is. First thing he pulls up, he just pulls
cowboy.
Up screaming.
Oh, just screaming.
He's a cowboy, man. He slept by the fire last night.
Yeah. Well, we have a cot in our tent for him. I showed him. I'm like, here's your cot. Oh, sweet. That'll work great.
There's literally like five empty cots that he could have slept in.
He could have slept in the mess hall. We get the fire going. It's warm in our tent, like hot box. Yeah. And we're laying down. I'm like, oh, he'll come in any minute, whatever. I pass out. I wake up in the middle of the night, get the fire going again, you know, go out, take a piss. And literally everybody's snoring. Like, you can hear it just throughout camp. Like, everybody, I think we're all tired enough. We're all, like, Eric doesn't snore, and you were snoring.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, because normally I'm the guy snoring. And I can hear snoring, like, over by where the fire was. But I'm like, looking, I'm like, it's got to be, like, over here, and it just sounds
it's
like
just
it's
echoing
over there.
Somewhere.
Yeah,
something.
And I'm like, what the hell's going on? And then I hear this morning, someone's like, you slept out by the fire? He put his sleeping pad in his sleeping bag and slept outside right next to the fire all night.
The grass is all frosted over, and there's a sleep pad in his bag sitting there.
I'm like, why'd you do that? You could have, Liv was like, you could have slept in here in the mess hall, like, on the floor, and it'd have been better than that. It was
He's
nice,
like,
man.
I didn't want to wake anyone up. He could have slept in any of the 10 pickup trucks that were here.
I know.
Or his that he brought.
He's Western, man. He's Western. Well, cool, man. Well, you want to close out with anything?
Oh, no. I'm just glad that I did it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not like anybody had to twist my arm very hard because I was already.
Oh, you were on it.
Yeah, I was
like right
already,
away.
I was already hunting for a hunt, mm-hmm. you know, and I didn't, like I said, I just didn't want to get burned again like I did when I went to Ontario. Then,
yeah.
And, you know, here and everything that you guys did last year out here, it was like, I'm not really a horse guy, but hell, I guess I am now.
Right.
You know, you get used to it. I'm not going to go out and buy any, but I ain't scared to ride one up a side of a mountain, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it paid off, man. I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad. Well, awesome, man. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Big Bear in camp.
It's been fun. Camp has been amazing.
That's fun, isn't it?
It is.
The whole experience is just something different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I don't even care if I kill a bear, honestly. I'm kind of just kicking it. It's just, nice.
Mm-hmm. Just chilling.
I feel like mm-hmm. I got my bear. You know, killed my bear first night, you know, spoiled last year. And
yeah, your first sit, the first time ever bear hunting.
Yeah, second bear I've ever seen. You know?
You rocked it right off the rip.
Yeah, I mean, it's how it works sometimes. Yeah. That's what's cool about hunting. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes it just works out, and then sometimes it doesn't.
Yep.
But that's why it's fun, you know. If you went out every single time and were successful every single time, you wouldn't have any drive to come out and hunt.
Yeah,
you get bored of it real fast.
You know what I mean? So that's what's cool. You never know what can happen at any time.
Right.
But I feel good. Like, I'm chilling. I got no pressure. It's nice. You know, last year I wanted to kill my first bear so bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just got lucky that it was a big bear.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's just how it goes sometimes. You
know how I am too. I mean, I want to kill a bear, don't get me wrong, but I'd rather see all these guys get an opportunity and kill one.
Yeah, I'd rather see, like, listeners that book the hunt come in and leave with bears than us kill bears.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know what I mean? We're out here to have a good time.
Yeah, and there's been other bears spotted, and, you know, so there's...
Yeah, there's
action. There's action.
You guys all have, like, priority, you know? Like, we were talking in the truck when we had that one bear in the bait. We're like, well, I don't know. You can go there if you want, Kurt. I'm like, dude, this is you. Like, you pick. I'm here chilling. I'll go wherever.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what's fun. So, yeah, if that's in your head, anyone listening thinking that, like, they're putting me and Eric on bears and not anybody else, no.
It's not the case.
Complete opposite.
Yeah, it's not the case.
Yeah, it's just been a good time all the way around. I mean, it's more an adventure hunt. I mean, I mean, the bears is a bonus, to be honest.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
Like I said yesterday, and if I knew the results of this, I would book this punt 10 out of 10 times.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't change anything.
It really sat in last night when I got up in that stand, and there's an opening where you can just see the whole mountain range, and you're like,
mm-hmm.
I can't believe I'm even sitting here right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing.
It's amazing.
And then the people just like, they are just true cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, I mean, just at the campfire last night, Trey's just like, I'm like,
oh, man.
We'll tell that story later.
We'll tell it later. I'll tease it. We're talking about some podcast stuff and just different things in the industry, and Trey had a certain brand hat on, and we were talking about just some things that are going on with anti-gun movement, whatever. Trey,
you got the words out of your mouth.
Yeah. I just got him out, and he goes, took his hat, threw it in the fire. And me and Eric are like, here, have our working class.
Yeah, one hit him with like a hat.
Yeah.
Just $40 hat, no problem.
Yeah, he just threw it in there.
I noticed this morning, too, he wasn't wearing his...
his gaiters?
His gaiters.
Oh, no,
he didn't have them on.
Like part of that makes me feel kind of bad. We were talking about it.
He was
I'll give him my Sitka gaiters. The guy's a cowboy, man.
TK can hook him up, I'm sure.
He's probably just going to start wearing his chaps all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I gave him my Leupold sunglasses.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. They were like my second pair.
Right.
And I had them in like the Leupold. I only wore them like 2 days out here.
Right.
And I put them in. I was like, hey, man.
The guy's too humble to like admit how badass he is.
He is a true badass.
I mean, just no like how young he is. And
he's 31.
Like, I know. Yeah.
You know how dumb that makes me feel?
I know.
I'm 30.
I'm 31.
I'm 40.
I mean, it's like Trey seems like... just in his experiences that he's like an older guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But we were talking to Brandon, one of the other guys. Like, man, Trey on anything, two wheels, snowmobile.
Oh, yeah.
Like he said, he's just absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Was it you telling me that they said he could have been like a pro motocross rider?
No, it was Dustin. He was saying Brandon was telling me about that. Yeah. Yeah, the guy's just like, we went up on just an excursion because we weren't having luck on any baits and all that. And that was worth it. And I was just like talking to the guy and...
What'd you guys do? You guys went up the mountain.
Yeah,
the
we went up Mount Crazy one day.
Crazy Horse Mountain?
No, it's just Mount Crazy. Oh. And we just went up there and just, like, he wanted to scout some, because this is his first sight of, like, this, of the, is this a valley, I would say? Or
the River Valley.
Shit, I don't know. Yeah.
It's Gray River Valley.
Yeah, so this is the furthest. So he wanted to go do some spot and stalking and look for some, like, mule deer location and elk locations for his other stuff. And I said, well, I'll more than happily tag along with you, and you know, if we see a bear, we'll hop on it. And so we went up there, and just like, just the knowledge, and just like, I mean, we like, he's like, okay, this is where the sheep will be. Boom, dozen of sheep. I'm like, oh, how do you know that? He's like, I've been there, I don't think I've been down here this far. I'm like, but how do you know that?
He just knows.
He just knows, man. Mountain man.
Well, talking to him, and like when we were going to like run baits the first day we got into camp, he's guided in Mexico, he's guided in British Columbia, he's guided all over. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how did you end up guiding in Mexico and British Columbia? And he's like, oh, certain guys need like an experienced outfitter, so they'll call me and I'll go in. And I'm like, going blind? He goes, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Yep.
He just like, he's so knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. He knows how animals use terrain. And
he was telling us too, like he's had clients that came to his camp here that they go on a hunt somewhere and they want him to come out and guide them there.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's crazy.
It's awesome, man. It's cool, like, just knowing someone with that much knowledge.
Hell, we woke up yesterday, and he's out there with his rope just throwing it at the tree.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I can't even find a deer in a 10-acre parcel in Michigan. This guy
could pick sheep out of fucking somewhere he's never been.
Yeah, I know. Jeez.
It's awesome. Well, cool. Well, congrats, man. Appreciate you guys coming out. It was a fun little podcast in camp.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice and easy.
Yeah. And this camp is amazing.
You're a podcast natural. Helps when you got a good bear story to tell.
Well, yeah.
Awesome. Anybody got anything they want to close out with quick?
Nope. No. If anybody has any reservations about coming out here, just fucking go do it. Yeah. Don't second guess it.
You guys
want
to throw Instagram handles out in case anybody wants to message you on the experience, in case they don't want it. If they think we're lying about something or buttering it up. I just know how some people are. They're like, yeah, of course they're going to say that. But so if you don't want to talk to us, they could talk to you guys, and you guys have no reason to talk it up.
I'm just an average Joe, and this is my first out west hunt, and it's nothing like I pictured, to be honest, but in a good way.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And now, like, you break the ice, I'm like, man, why did I wait so long?
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, like, going into one of these, you're like, You have something in your mind what you're thinking it's going to be like, and you just get here and you're like, this is not what I expected. It's way better.
Oh, yeah.
It's way better.
It could be overwhelming. Expected experience. But,
yeah. And it happens. People get overwhelmed. They get out here, freak out. And, you know, I was kind of like trying to stay out of my own head, you know.
Yeah. You got to go with it and then just enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah.
I know how bad it sucks not to have people to come out with, but you just got to push it sometimes. It's like, I mean, if you come to a camp like this, I guarantee you're gonna run out with four or five people here. You're gonna run in somebody you like, and
not only that is like Trey and the guys, they're buddies,
and we're all in this together. Yeah. Like camp, like you're out running baits with these guys all day long. You're struggling up the mountain right with them, you know, and we're all shitting in the woods together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Not together.
Yeah, not together, but, you know, we all got our own trees out there.
Me and Andy. Porter
tree.
Yeah.
Me and Andy didn't even know each other, and we drove across country together.
Right.
We went on a so committed
cross country road trip with a total stranger.
That's I love it.
I mean, it's something you just got to push yourself.
Yeah. I love it.
And don't wait. Don't keep telling yourself. I mean, obviously, it's probably going to be next year, but don't keep saying, oh, I'll do it next year.
The old some days. Just do it.
I mean,
just gotta
we're
get
not
after
getting
it.
Younger.
Sooner or later, there's going to be no more some days because you're too old to do shit like this, man.
You know.
Yep.
Good advice, I think, and glad you guys made it. It's been fun so far. We got a couple more podcasts to do before you guys leave, I think. And
you guys got a couple more days. A
couple more days, yep. So we'll
I'm
see what
happens.
Out
right after this.
So. Yeah. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate you guys' support of the podcast and stuff, man. It means a lot, for sure.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing, actually. But
it is.
Well, you guys are so much fun to listen to.
Yeah. Hopefully we didn't let you down in person. You weren't like, man, fuck these guys.
These guys are boners.
Yeah. These guys are boners. No. Fuck this podcast.
I mean, you see, I brought you a present, man.
Yeah, so. I got that trophy tape, boy. Yeah.
Hey, you did bring us some whiskey, though. I did bring some bourbon.
It's got to be for your top shelf at the new studio.
It will be.
Bear Wallow Distillery.
It's very fitting.
Indiana bourbon right there.
Well, if you drop your bear off at Old Barn on the way home, and then if you decide you want to come pick it up, they'll ship it to you.
Yeah.
But if you want to come pick it up, you swing through, go get your bear, swing through on the way back.
It's right on the way. Yeah.
So, hey,
that's cool.
We could do it.
Might have to make that happen.
Pick up all these guys and just do a road trip again.
Yeah, come out and hang out for the weekend. That would actually
be really fun. Get all you guys in the studio because we'll have a whole, I mean, and you guys could stay if you wanted.
You know, wall tents and shit.
Yeah.
We could set one up out back.
In the gravel.
In the basement, start setting fires and stuff.
That one's just like, what the hell are these guys doing?
We got a small stove in there and shit.
Make it look like a camp.
Yeah. Here you go, guys. That'd be kind of cool, actually. All right, I'm going to close her out, hit her with the outro. You know what to do. Go shoot your bow. We love you.